America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spriggin' the line.
It's a quick ding. I like that. Spriggin' the line brought to you by Gambling Picks. Tail these picks to find your way to riches from your friends at DraftKings.
If you faded us, you have made a lot of money this year.
A lot of money.
You're welcome.
We were combined 3-6 last week, so that would have been a nice little 6-3 weekend for you.
Debatably could have been 2-7 if we weren't nice, to be honest with you.
Very well could have been.
I literally was trying to text that.
You knew the rules. You could have get this in on Thursday night. You got it Thursday night.
I was not in a condition Thursday night.
That's a you problem,
isn't it? Anything.
Loophole. Spriggin' the line brought to you by an 0-82 season for the Blazers. Hello, Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, right. We'd get 7th in the draft.
We totally would. Spriggin' the line brought to you by Sprague's Victory Celebration. He can't afford a cigar to smoke. He just sniffs a marker to celebrate a gambling victory. Spriggin' the line brought to you by begging your biggest alumni to donate to your NIL. Give it up, OSU. Jensen wants nothing to do with your sports.
We really need his Wong. Morgan State really needs that.
Spriggin' the line brought to you by Sherry's Cafe and Pies. We invested our entire budget on Sprague's picks. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Put glass in your pie.
Spriggin' the line brought to you by the start of the NBA season. Just like a Sprague pick, no one cares. Spriggin' the line brought to you by Swag's Letterman Jacket. His patches are a little shabby because movable type had just been invented a few years prior and they were still getting the kinks worked out. 1927, man. What a time to be alive. And Spriggin' the line brought to you by Will Ortner. You suck at betting, but suck less than Will.
I feel like Swag's mom was hand sewing jackets.
Totally was.
I'll make it for you. The new book is out, too.
Well, here's how we did last week. As I mentioned, all of us went 1-2. I hit on the Bengals. That was it. Missed on the Chargers and Vikings. Sprague, you hit on the Lions. Mm-hmm. Missed on the Chargers and the Packers.
Don't get me started on the Packers. That was bullcrap.
I don't know when UCLA decided to start playing football.
Or Rutgers just is not good. I don't think Rutgers is very good.
That was more about UCLA traveling three time zones and sucking. And
so much for the time zone thing. UCLA can evidently do it. And you hit on the Bills, Swag. You missed on Rutgers and you missed on the Falcons. So season standings after everybody went 1-2. Swag remains in first place at 12-12.
Wow.
You were a game behind him at 11-13.
Well, now I'm 11-14.
Yeah, we don't count that yet. That'll be added to next week's record.
So I'm 11-13.
Sprague did take the Vikings last night. It is off to an 0-1 start this week.
We're already off to an 0-1-er.
And I am 9-15 on the year, just rip-rolling, feeling great. I'm going to start this weekend because we're all going to have the same pick, and I don't want to look like the guy that copies everybody else's pick. Broncos minus 10.5. Put it on the board. Right. Bryce Young is starting. There's no way they win that game. How does
Today
that happen?
I'm laying the big
make
wood.
It make sense to me, Broncos minus 10.
How is that not, honestly? Because we're both, all of us
we're
are
all on that.
Is everybody on that game?
Yes.
I'll just write it down. Okay.
How? How? Walk me through this way. How is it not 27-6?
It's not even a road game, too. Like, it's in Denver.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It's one thing, and not that Carolina is a tough place to play in any way, shape, or form, but that's at least one argument you could make if it was in
Carolina.
Is it going
to snow?
Isn't that a Bronco advantage? They're going to Bryce Young this week.
Tiny Bryce Young hands cannot throw the ball in the snow.
No. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. They played the Chargers. Bryce came in at the end of that game. Or no, it was a different one.
I think it was
Chicago.
Last week, wasn't
it? No, it was a couple weeks ago. He came in spot fill at the end. He almost threw two interceptions. They dropped him. So he didn't get registered with a pick, but I had it. I'm like, This guy should have two picks and six passes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Sertana's back.
I don't get it.
Please make this make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
27-6 has to be.
This is the first time all year that all three of us have picked one game. So that should tell you maybe we should be terrified.
Also,
by that.
The favorite, 10.5 points.
Big dogs have had a decent season. All right, so we're all on Broncos. I'll go to my next. Since Sprague's already got two picks in, we'll go me and then Swag. Yeah. The next one that I'll go with, I'm taking an under. I have not taken many over-unders this year in the NFL. I'm going to try it here. Kansas City's offense is incredibly clunky despite the fact that they're 6-0. I know that the Raiders necessarily don't have the best defense in the league. I don't see how the Raiders score more than 10 points in this game, and I know DeAndre Hopkins is going to help Kansas City eventually. Is there going to be a huge impact right away in week one? How do the Raiders score against that Chiefs defense? I don't see it. The over-under number in this game is 41.5.
Yep.
This is 21-7, 24-10. Like, tell me how the Raiders score more than 14 points against that defense when nobody really can right now. I'm taking the under in Kansas City and Vegas.
My second pick, the Lions look like a wagon right now. And the Titans are quickly falling off the face
the
of the
Titans
earth.
The Titans are the Titans.
At home, Lions, they are sensing now that the NFC, the number one seed in the NFC is, with the Vikings losing twice, it's right there for the taking. I will lay the 11.5 points.
Boy,
11.5,
11.5, 10.5.
You're going big. Wood's still in here. It's all big wood this weekend.
My final pick is I hope to go 2-1, but probably will go 0-3 because the Panthers will beat the Broncos.
They're going to win that game outright. Bryce Young has his coming out party.
Let's make a promise. We got a little Bronco fans in some of our chats. You lose this week to the Panthers.
Shut it down. You got to close the organization.
You are off limits talking about your team for 5 weeks.
5 weeks minimum.
5 week ban. 5 week
ban.
The Panthers.
Yes.
Talk
you can't
to
beat
us
Carolina.
In December.
I don't want to hear about Zach Allen and how he's better than Chris Jones. I don't want to hear about Bo Nix.
No, nothing.
You are banned for 5 weeks bringing your team up.
Yes.
Okay. Texans -5. I get to gamble against Anthony Richardson. I'll take that all day.
Is that game in Indy or in Houston?
It's in Houston.
In Houston.
Remember, they beat them in Indy.
That's right, first game of the year. You already lost this game.
Yes, I did.
You gambled it in week one. You're double dipping the chip. I like it.
I also lost this game because he just somehow completed 260-yard bombs.
Insane bombs.
In double coverage.
That he did.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Last one for me. I will go to Sunday Night Football, and I may be, you know, zigging when everybody else is zagging. I like trends, and there are two trends that I know with the San Francisco 49ers. The Seattle Seahawks cannot beat them.
That's true.
And the Dallas Cowboys cannot beat
them.
That's
also true.
I think you're going to get Niners in desperation mode. I think Debo's going to be back, which will help them offensively. The Dallas Cowboys defense is horrific. It's and I can count on Dak for a questionable pick here or there.
Yeah.
Laying four, I'll take it. Give me the 49ers -4 on Sunday Night Football against Dallas.
So Cleveland's got to turn to Jameis there, licking his fingers. No, it's the Ravens defense licking their fingers. They're on the road in Cleveland. I think the guessing game Myles Garrett has to play between, is Derrick Henry going? Is Lamar Jackson going to keep it? Will slow him down a step? I like the Ravens -8 on the road.
Now, real quick observation here. Not a single dog in any of the 9 picks. I do like some of the dogs this weekend that
like
I'm not
the
spreading.
Dogs?
Like I kind of like the Eagles +3.
I like the Bucks as a dog at home.
That sub of field goal makes me nervous. Divisional game, but I can see why you like that. I know Tua's coming back, but Cardinals are getting 4.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. One big hit, that whole thing is out the window again.
Yes.
I'm going to turn my head whenever that game's on. I don't want to watch Tua ever play football again.
I'm also curious about the Saints. And the Saints are getting 7 on the road to the Chargers. It'll be a home game for the Saints at SoFi.
It will be.
Everything is a home game for any team going to
LA.
My
Chargers cannot run the football right now.
No,
the
they
Saints
can't.
Saints are so bad.
Who's starting a quarterback for New Orleans? Because the last time
Haener.
We saw them was at home, they got blown out by the Broncos.
Haener is better than Rattler.
Alvin Kamara just got paid. He might run wild on them.
Or not.
Or he's
run,
just laughing,
he just
looking at his bank account, saying, I got my deal.
Or he might catch 6 screen passes.
You know who just got paid? Kawhi Leonard. You know who's not playing basketball?
Kawhi Leonard.
So sometimes getting paid's not the great thing.
So here's how we're going. Sprague is already 0-1 on the weekend because of his Vikings pick last night. He's on the Broncos -10.5 against the Panthers and the Texans -5 against the Colts. Swag.
Right.
Also, like in the Broncos against the Panthers, the Lions lay in the Big Wood 11.5 against the Titans and the Ravens -9 in Cleveland. I am on the under of 41.5 in Chiefs and Raiders. People are trying to tell me that's a bad pick. They actually score a lot of points. I don't care, man. I'm a bad gambler. Let me go down. I also like the Broncos -10.5, and I will take the Niners on Sunday Night Football -4. Good luck losing your picks this weekend. We certainly will do that, and we'll see how much money we have in our accounts left on Monday.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.